Any laptops, remove router, switch and firewall, server. So all that stuff is your guys, is the health department's.
They are leaving two workstations, which are PCs.
Okay.
The two laptops that the officers use will go back to the health department.
Do you know if any of the funds that we gave them paid for those laptops or paid for any of those?
That I can't answer to that. That's the finance department.
I think anything that I could be wrong, but we probably need to discuss it. But I think anything that was purchased using any of our dollars
should stay.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that was purchased with the city of Branson's dollars should either stay or go back to the city, you know, for use for the mm-hmm. for the health, for the animal control.
And I do have an inventory of what's in the trucks so that you'll know what inventory, what equipment you have for the county.
So the radio said remove radios mm-hmm. from the trucks. I don't understand why they'd want to remove the radios.
And again, I really can't answer to that. I know the radios were installed in all of the vehicles, and a base station was installed at the shelter. And that was done, I think, about 3 years ago.
So a base station for animal control,
mm-hmm.
and the radios for animal control.
Mm-hmm.
Were the radios in any of the other health department vehicles?
Yes. Yeah, there's radios in all the food inspector vehicles, and there's a base station, I believe, at both Branson and Forsyth.
The radios are for when they're out to pick up an animal.
I'm assuming some sort of dispatch or some sort of...
Yeah, they're for dispatch, but also if we would... You know, one of the things from the Joplin tornado that we learned is their cell phone towers went down. And so luckily they had radios so they could communicate through those radio systems. So that was... It was an emergency response piece in installing those radios.
But when they use them, they're out of the job. When they mm-hmm. use them, does that come into you, the animal control?
It comes into the base station when they use them. We also communicate a lot with cell phones. But, yes, when they do use them, it comes into the base station at the shelter.
At the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So it would make me think they would stay at the shelter. I mean, they were bought for animal control.
Mm-hmm.
And the county contributed $200,000 each year for the maintaining of.
Mm-hmm. And again, I can't.
I said it's not fair to ask Ms. Simpson these questions.
Yeah, I really can't answer to them. I do know probably one of the things that need to be taken into consideration with that base station and those radios is also whether they're going to be compatible with what Branson has, since the two officers will be at Branson now. If they're going to be used for animal control.
Well, actually, based on what Commissioner Williams said, is the questions that I have really wouldn't be relevant to you.
Mm-hmm.
They'd
yeah.
be.
Yeah. That's a question for the finance department and Robert.
Thinking, I hear that around the first of the year, the health department decided that they could not manage animal control in a profitable way, is the way I understood that, with the money they were given from the county and the city, that, and I guess they felt that Taney County could better manage it, because it would turn back to Taney County.
And again, I can't speak for any of that, towards any of that. But that was not my decision.
Okay.
So.
What about the holiday party? It's on your list. I didn't know if that could. You guys can come to our holiday party.
Thank you.
All the elected officials are pitching in to buy all the meat. And anybody else that can bring just dish to share. So you guys are more than welcome to come to our
Thank
store.
Thank you. I'll let them know that.
Smorgasbord, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 6th of December?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So, we can, instead of pending, we can put finalized on that one.
Okay.
Would you like to discuss anything else in public, or do you want to go into executive session to talk about the employees and
staff? We can do whichever you prefer. Only thing I think that he wanted to discuss with all of you. I did bring the policy and procedure manuals that are in place right now for the shelter. We don't need to talk about them, but I wanted to give you each a copy of it so that you can review it, and we can talk about it at a later date if you have any questions.
Okay. Are you guys ready to, is there anything else you want to discuss in public? We just need to go into staff issues and staffing and...
It's just that when the county was running it before, so I know their policies and procedures may not be, we will need to go over them. They may not be Tane County. They may not be ours.
Right.
When we ran it before, and of course, inflation goes in, but we had $80,000 to $100,000 is what we ran the whole shelter with. And, but that was...
Well, this policy and procedure manual I created about a year ago, because there really was not a policy and procedure manual for this shelter.
And I do appreciate
I don't know that there is anything to find as far as a policy and procedure manual for the shelter prior to when this was created.
Move to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsection 3 and 12 for personnel and contracts.
We have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Brandon, aye.
Sheila, aye.
Mike, aye. Motion carries.